Reagan does not dye his hair. I got up there and I smelled it. And to say that Grandpa was a Ronald Reagan supporter is to put it mildly. According to Grandpa, Reagan was even up there with Teddy Roosevelt. He saved the country, and anybody did not recognize this was obviously not playing with a full deck. If one ever dared an opinion that Reagan had ever done anything wrong in his life, one could expect a special torrent of caustic abuse only reserved for those who were hopeless idiots. His operational procedure even extended to Reagan's physical appearance, especially on the subject of hair dye. To offer the opinion that perhaps Reagan may have used a bit of hair dye was unthinkable if one was in Grandpa's presence. Nothing so inflamed Grandpa's anger as the ludicrous notion that Ronald Reagan may have used a bit of coloring rinse to cover graying hair. Personally, I'd never seen hair that resembled that shade in the tint of Reagan's, but I had to tiptoe gently on the subject while in Grandpa's presence. I finally came up with a compromise that both of us could live with, namely that Reagan did not dye his hair, that the color of Reagan's hair was the shade of color that one's hair turned after it had turned gray. For some reason, Grandpa would not think too much less of me for venturing this opinion. Others who went so far as to actually suggest that any coloring was used at all did so at their own risk. As far as I knew, most people simply assumed that Reagan's chocolate kiss hair color was a result of a rinse. At the Conrad House, this opinion was put forward by a few brave souls in an attempt to egg Grandpa into putting on a highly agitated display of contempt. Although some of us enjoyed these tirades, no one felt that it would ever be possible to empirically prove one position or another. Grandpa soon was to prove them wrong, however, as he set about to solve this important matter once and for all. Being involved in politics himself afforded Grandpa the opportunity to attend local fundraising events for the Republican Party. And soon it was announced that President Reagan would be in attendance at a local dinner in the Charlotte area. Grandpa wasted no time in securing his place at the dinner and ensuring his access to the president. Dinner was held, and Grandpa wasted no time in making his way over to have a word with the president. But his true objective was to lay any doubts or misconceptions to rest concerning the dyed hair issue. At the next extended family get-together, somebody once again brought up the subject of Reagan's hair. This time, Grandpa was prepared to lay the issue to rest once and for all. "Reagan does not dye his hair. I got up there and I smelled it." When pressed on the subject, he recanted that he had made his way over to the president, stuck his nose in his hair, and took a big whiff and detected no odors of ammonia or chemicals. And it turned out, according to eyewitness accounts, this is exactly what he did.